Hi there.
This is Carlotta, who's losing her voice, who is going to start talking less. I am only going to talk to people for 16 hours a week, and then I quit, and then I'm going to rest my voice and make podcasts and mumble at you. Good evening. It is Saturday. I was out all day. I am very much looking forward to my schedule tomorrow. I think I do more now than I ever did when I was, socializing. Not so much socializing as just getting with people and talking and laughing. That's a nice thing. This group I'm going with to see tomorrow, they are, I am a educator. Always been in the classroom, I can teach you something about art, but I'm not an artist. I have been meeting artists. I met this person who told me that she was going to go study for an hour or two on just how to make one turn from one Broadway musical. Could you imagine it? Like if you're in Cats, you're McCavity, and you come out, and you gotta do whatever McCavity does, or Rum Tum, or Oh, good. It was not from my piece of candy. I worry because we use so much in these cookies that we're making. Stuff that has little microplastics on it. And we go through with a fine tooth comb. So I will be happy, happy, happy when we have more people supporting us. And there will be people who will look and they will say, yes, this is good. No, it is not. Oh, boy, we beat up some. I put some stuff in. I'm sure we can find it in minis, and that's all I have to do is find it in minis. But anyway, this was not a good choice, and there were not good things in there, but we got them all out. I went through it, and Ari went through it, and she found what I didn't find. So, the one thing that I promised myself I was going to do is to pretend that this was the last day and this grant had to be in by midnight. They will accept the grant up to 11:59:59 PST. I'm hoping that I get this grant in on time, so I'm going to put up the first part. We talk about neighborhoods, resources, and what I'm going to do. Introduce this on next door as a information. I saw the other day some asked. Put up something about Black Lives Matter and put up specific neighborhoods in this Northeast juncture that supported it and ended with one neighborhood in particular. And it's like, no. There's a time, my friend, Becky, we've had lots of talks. And she's from Wisconsin, grew up in Wisconsin, got up, did chores, didn't get paid because they weren't chores, they were chores. They were not get paid 25 cents a day type of chores. But we talk. I passed her and passed her. She's on Lake City Way. I'm not Lake City Way. I want to know where the old guy who was on 65th went. I saw him one day at the very, very beginning when Trump got elected. And he was out there and he says, "Sister, you think this right?" Oh, my God. And I love him. Where did he go? I want to talk to him. Call me. 206-787-2935. Once again, that's 206-787-2935. This is the real period. Real period. Real reality show. Mama Lotta's real period. Real period. Real reality show. And I want to have everybody in the world on my show. Anybody in the world can be on my show as long as you follow these rules. One, talk about yourself. Two, mind your own business. Three, be nice. Be civil. I don't care if we are at different ends of the spectrum. You know, you're totally pure and I'm totally black. I don't care if we're that far apart. Talk to me. Respect me. I will respect you and I will not use my button finger. Or whatever you do to take people out of podcasts and bar them there from there forever until they figure it out and come back again. I will bar no one. I will give everyone two chances. But on the second chance, if you blow it, you do not respect me or you do not respect a group or you do not respect whomever. Mama Lotta's rule. Only rule you got to remember, you heard it the last show. If you do not live with it, if you do not sleep with it, if it is doing no harm to you or your family or people you love, then it's none of your goddamn business. Stay out of it. If a man wants to love a woman, a turtle, it's none of your goddamn business. How are those penguins doing? Are they still taking care of the little ones? Jeez, did you hear how bad it is? That Russia, that Siberia has melted. They have, some guy's doing a show, I want to see it. I think it's on tonight. On MSNBC. But yeah, all of these goddamn fires. This isn't about us, people. It's not about Black Lives Matter. It's about Earth life. Matters. Elm. I am an elm. That is our goal. Elm. Earth life matters. And must be respected. And must be taken care of. I am a transcendentalist. Go read on Golden Bond. I guess that was good too. With Henry Fonda's last movie with his daughter and Katharine Hepburn. I've never seen it. But I do love The Notebook. I do agree with Michael Strahan. The Notebook is cool. And I love James Arness. But I've always loved James Arness long before Michael Strahan knew of him when he played Maverick in the 50s or 60s. Maybe it was the really early 60s. You know, but it was the glamour time. And James Garner was one of my modelers of the role. He was out there with Martin Luther King. He was there with Peter Lawford. They were there standing next to Martin Luther King on that dais. They put their lives at risk. Marlon Brando, white guys. Kirk Douglas, you've seen his story. If you haven't seen what is it? Trebox? I don't know, okay? Anyway, you should watch it. It's with Stan Cranston, that guy everybody loves, Cranston. And it's about what happened after the after the craziness of the
50s, which is the craziness we've got now with the Republicans. And anyway, we should learn from our history. But if you don't know your history, you can't learn from it.
And I don't even know if I have this damn recorder on. I don't think that I do.